The Movements of Muhammad's Prayer. The Movements of Muhammad's Prayer were narrated as follows. When he began his prayer by saying the Takbir, Allahu Akbar, he would raise his hands to the level of his shoulders. During bowing, he would firmly place his hands on his knees, straighten his back, and maintain it in a way that each vertebra returned to its natural position. When he rose from ruku, he would stand upright until all the bones were properly aligned. In prostration, he placed his hands neither spread wide nor clenched in close, and directed the tips of his toes toward the Qibla. When sitting for two rakas, he would sit on his left leg while extending his right leg backward. In the final sitting, he would advance his left leg, extend the other, and sit on his buttocks. If he was on the odd number of his prayers, such as after the first raka of a two raka prayer or after the third raka of a four raka prayer, he would not rise until he had fully settled in a sitting posture. It was also reported that he would initially clasp his hands and place them on his chest in prayer, then later let them rest by his sides. As for his ablution, wudu, it was not a rigidly repeated routine. At times, he would perform it once for each body part, at other times twice or three times. Initially, he would renew his ablution for each obligatory prayer.